And that Kuf Yud Gimel Amet Aleph by the Mishnah. Hamale Esa'if Im Agvina Ala Shulchan Heine Oivel Beloy Sase. If a person brings on the table Oif together with Gvina, Heine Oivel Beloy Sase. Now this is a very poshet Mishnah. It's poshet. So Rashi says, "Ene oiva b'loy sase, he gufe lo yitzarech." That's poshet. Talo lav deraisis. Mishteitzach in oiva loy sase of bringing basar oif and gvina ala shulchan. Ela diyuke di lo itzach lemedik nei. But it's coming le diyuke. Ha oichal oif b'chalav oiva. That means male is not oiva. Oich aloif b'chol of oiva lafuki midarabekive the omar prat loifes. Rabbi Kiva holds that is vidarshan from the word gidi. It says three times l'shvashel gidi b'chalev imoi. So each gidi is a miyut. So vidarshan gidi prat loifes. Frekte gemore ha oich loi oiva b'loi sase. So that's the diak of the Mishnah. That oich loiva beloisas shma mino psar oif becholov diereise. So he seems to say the reise. Eimer, so the Gemara says no. You should be goyres in the Mishnah. Amale es oif imagvine ala shulchan einoi bo lidei loisas. It can never come lidei loisas. Maybe that's like in Eivav, like he'll never come a filo, he'll eat them together, he'll never come lidei loisase. Eni bo lidei loisase, kloima in lochush shema yechlenu, non to be chayish shema yechlenu v'yave olov, inami ochilei loyovav. There's no chash of shema yechlenu, inami ochilei loyovav. Perhaps it could be we had a Mishnah in the beginning of Kol HaBosa, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the Bechlekes Beishamei Beisilo Ha'oif Oile Magvina LeShulchan Ve'enei Nechal Divrei Beishamei Beisilo Imrim Loi Oile Ve'loi Nechal Yinat Mala LeShulchan V'loy necho yinan ala te'it bosa oif im gvine. So, beisilul holds loy oile v'loy necho. So, the Rosh Yosef on this Mishnah has two mahalchim pshat in the Mishnah. We had on Daf Kuf Dalet on Medalvis and Machlekes, Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. Rav Yosef holds that they would only asar bosa oif im gvine if it's awesome in a teire. If it's not awesome in a teire, so it's a gzeire le gzeire, and some of you never asar lahalois bosa oif im cholo. So according to Rav Yosef, so the Rav Yosef says, so akochach beisilul holds, that beisilul holds that beisilul imrim, loy oile v'loy nechal, so beisilul holds that bosa oif im cholov is also min ha'teire, and that's why it's loy oile. Bekert beishamei holds it's not also min ha'teire, that's why they holds it's oile. That is according to Rav Yosef. According to Rav Ashi, Rav Yosef wants to say, he holds it's not called a gzeire l'gzeire, and they did aser, even though bosa oif is ad rabono, so then beisilul can hold that it's at the Rabbonah, v'aval pikein lo'y oile v'lo'y necha. That's what the Rosh Yosef says on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So l'chayre, these were the two mahalchim, I think, by our Mishnah, the Gemara. It says, Hamala soifim agvina could be it's going according to Beisil. That asel Hamala soifim agvina. So the pashtis of the Mishnah means Hamala Soifim Gvino Shulcha Eine Oive Beloisase, but the Achile will be Aloisase, and therefore that is why they asel Hamala Soifim Gvino. That's the Sfora Beisilu Tarasu Talo. And the Gemara says, and that's the deal, that's what he wants to say. The mali is not over, but they were geyser to achila, and with achila yahweh, this Allah is asa. And the Gemara says, so that's a ray that the Mishnah is chaylik arabekiv that holds both seifa chalabas and the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, no, aima mala seifa magvin ala shulchan aini boli de la isasa. That means you'll never come lidei lo isasa. Taka like Rabbi Kiva v'afal pikein mala is also. And that's like Rabashi. So it could be that's the shakla betalia in our Gemara. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Now we're going to have here a three-way machlokes. Boso behema tahira, bachalev behema tahira, osa levashel v'osa bano. He says, by behema tahira, on chala behema tahira, it's osa levashel v'osa bano. Boso behema tahira, bachalev behema tmeya. Boso behema tmeya, Bachalev behema toira is mutter levashel or mutter bahano. But if it's a behema tmeya, either the boss is from a behema tmeya or the cholav is from a behema tmeya, it is mutter bahano. So, we'll learn the way Tosfos learns pshat. So it seems that the only case that there's no issa basa b'chalav is by a tmeya. That's all. That's what he says. Basa b'ema teira b'chalav b'ema teira is aser. By b'ema tmeya, it's mutter. That's the only case that it's mutter. By b'ema tmeya. David doesn't speak about eating. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Kiva oimer mutter levashel mutter bahano. So it's very good. He doesn't talk about eating. Because a basa behema tmei is also basa b'achila. He wanted to say the difference between basa behema tahir and basa behema tmei. So the whole difference is not by eating. Because basa behema tmei is also not allowed to eat. The whole difference is by bishul and hano. But that's the only thing about mamai. Rabbi Kiva oimer, Rabbi Kiva l'chayre is chaylik on the Tanna Kama. He says, not only behema tmeya is there no issa of bishul and hanor, Rabbi Kiva oima chaya v'oif is also einam minatoire. Chay v'oif is also not minatoire. Shenema loise vashel gdi bachaleim imoi. Gimel pa'omim, it says three times, and all three times I'm a yuter, that what it says gdi, Prat lechaye uloif ubehemet meya. So my mail Rabbi Kiva is chaylik lechayr on the Tanakama. The Tanakama said only we're mamayit behemet meya. And Rabbi Kiva says no, we're mamayit chaye uloif also. Abyeisi aglili oimer, nema leisoichlu kol nevelo. Venema leisavasho gdi bachalev imoy. Now that means, this is one pasuk. The pasuk starts out with Isser Nevele, and the pasuk ends with Isser Basa Bechala. So, what is the connection? So there's a hekish between Basa Bechala and Nevele. The hekish goes as follows. Es Sha'osa Mishum Nevele, also levashel b'cholok, so that you're not allowed to drink, or you're not allowed to cook with cholok. Oif sha'osu mishum neveila. So that means, from the hekish to neveila, we should aser chaya. Not the way Rabbi Kiva holds. We should aser chaya also, because since there's a nisa neveila by chaya, so there's a nisa b'osu b'cholok by chaya. Is oif Sha'osa mishum nevela yochel ye'osa levashel b'chol. Oif, there's also an iser nevela, so this should be an iser of levashel b'chol. Ta'amad loyme anud roshe b'chaleiv imoy yotza oif she'ein loy chaylev aim. So I have a miyut to be memayit bosa oif, because it says chaleiv imoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Mutter levashel or mutter bano. By this is bosa behime. ואין בוי משום בוסר בחולו, כדי אלף בגמורה. There's a limud that by atmeya there's no iser of bosar b'cholov. Ubachila miya osa, but achila will be osa b'hem atmeya, mishum iser atmeya. That's why when we want to differentiate between tmeya and tahira, we only mention bishul and hana, because achila, both of them are osa. Prat lo'oiv v'chaya u'behem atmeya. So Rashi explained the three miyutim. Gidi prat lo'oiv she'enoi behema. A gidi is not an oif, she'enoi behema. A gidi is a behema. So b'mayit oifes. Gidi prat l'chaya she'enoi behema. A gidi is a behema, and a chaya is not a behema. Da'af al gav, prat Rashi, d'chaya b'chlal behema. So l'chayre, we should be mar b'chaya also. Also kro yiseira u'mafkiya. But there's an extra posik. We'll see the gdi is miyuta. So the gdi comes to be memayit chaya. Gdi, v'lo yasa behema t'meya. Avo behema t'hoira d'lav gdi. Gein pore v'rochu israboy. Now, kan shoyil aben, if you're such a stickler, and you're mamayet chaye, even though chaye b'chlal behema, but since it says gdi, so it's coming to be mamayet in the davke gdi, so be mamayet pore b'rochel also, it should be davke gdi. So Rashi says, no, pore b'rochel israboy mikroi kediktoni b'mraise b'dmor. We'll see soon that we have a riboy on pore b'rochel. So memeila pore b'rochel, we cannot be memayit. So we are memayit from the three gdiyim, oif, chaye, and behemet meya. Nema leiseichu kol neveil, v'nema ba'ise posik atmo leisebashel gdi b'chalei b'imoy, v'mashme kol shenoyeg ba'iseu neveila yesh bay mishum boso b'chol. Before we see Taisus, let us just see the Gemara further a little bit, then we'll come back to Taisus. Zok the Gemara, Menohani Mili. And Menohani Mili, the Chol Behema B'mashma, Rashi brought down already this Gemara. That means, afilo according to Rabbi Kiva, that there's three miyutim, you need Dumye the Gdi, and that's when we're Mamayet, Oif, Chaye, and Bosa Behema. But Arochel and Apore, we're not Mamayet. Is menani mili the chol behema b'mashmi. Omar Rabbeloza omakro vayishlach Yehuda es gidi ho'izim. So David said he sent gidi ho'izim. That means there was a certain type of gidi. Is kan gidi ho'izim, dan gidi izim. So here was the izim. Because if stam is izim, why was gdi izim? That every gdi is the izim. So my story is every gdi is koilu. Gdi means a young animal. And then it could be a tlan, it could be, then it could be a rochel, and then it's a mele. So therefore, there wanted to specify that it was an ace, it says gdi oizim was a gdi of izim. But sam gdi is koilo haba hakol mokim shenema gdi stam afilo pore barochu b'mash. Frag the Gemara, how do you know to make this yisoid? V'leilef minei. Let's make a binyan of. Rashi says Gzeira Shoven, the Rishosha wants to say it's not really a Gzeira Shoven, it's a Binyanav. Let's make a Mamotzi. Here it says, so I don't know what a Gdi Stam is, but in one place it says Gdi Izim, Gdi Ha'izim, so I'll make a bit. So just like there when it says Gdi, so the Torah specified it means Gdi Izim, so here it says Gdi, it's also Gdi Izim. So let's learn out the Leil of Mine. Fine. So, we're stuck. So we have a question. Maybe it's not koilo Maybe we learn that from over there, just like there it says di, it means diizim. So all over it says di, it means diizim. So the Gemara says ksiv kro achin. I learned that from a different person. So first the Gemara makes again the same limud. Kan it says gedoye izim. So that means tam, you have to specify that here it was izim, but by istam gedoyim can include other animals also. Kan gedoye izim a kol makim shenema gedi stam. Afilu poro v'rochel b'mashme. Afilu poro v'rochel is also mashme. Frek the Gemara, the same kasha like before. V'leilav minei, not to, let's make a binyanav, that since the Torah and the Torah spoke about gdoyei ha'izim, so the Torah said there, it's speaking about izim, so let's like a binyanav shrez gdi, it's dumye the lumaitzosim in amafirish. So now it comes out that the Gemara's kasha is that we should learn out a mamotzinu that just like that it's gdoye izim, it means it says gdi and it's gdi izim. Whatever it says gdi, it means gdi izim. Like the Gemara havelu shnei ksuvim aboim kechol. So it comes out you have shnei ksuvim aboim kechol. That means like this. If you could make a mamatzinu and learn out stam gdi is gdi izim, so, and that's you want to say that by bosa b'chol of stam gdi will be gdi izim, so why does it have to say by rifkes gdoya izim? It's a chedes gdoyim and we'll learn out stam gdi means gdi izim. So why does it say two times gdi izim? So vaystoish, you can't learn out. That's the proof that you can't learn out. Because if you could learn out, so it would be not necessary to say gdoya izim by rifke. Look at the gemara. Hanicha leman da'oma eim alamdim. Ela leman da'oma malamdim ha'ika lemeimba. But if you hold melamdim, ikle meimba. There's a svara, the man yom that holds trei ksuv maboim ke'echon. It's melamdim, so we have a lumdis. If you can learn out, so why do the Torah have to write in the second place izim? You can learn out from the first place, that means izim. So you hold toch v'kosav loko. You're right, you could learn out. But the Torah wrote again izim. So that's why he holds shneksim abom kechot. No raya that you can't learn out. You could learn out. And talk the cost of a loko by the second one. So if you hold melamdim, so we're back again. So maybe dafke izim and maybe dafke izim and not pora barochu. And for the Gemara, trei miyutik sivi. Izim, ho izim. Ho izim, the hey is a miyut. Ho izim, that means here, by Rivke, it was izim. But all over, it's when it says gdi, it's not only izim, it could be pora barochu. And there's another miyut that says by Yehuda, it says also, ho izim, the tafka over there was izim. But all over you don't need izim. Gdi includes a filipolo baruch. Let us see Rashi. Menani mili dechol behema b'mashma. Kan pirish lachakoso shegdize meizim hoya. Ho im loy pirish. That was the first limit. Yesh b'mashma afshar behema. B'di itzach be'la frushi. That was the first limit. I forget, if there's a necessity to be mefaret, that it's izim, so memele, so if there's no pirut, so that means it includes everything. In fact, the Gemara, say punk pakel, v'neile gzeire shove minei, so Yosef says Rashi doesn't mean a gzeire shove, and first of all, no, don't gzeire shove ma'atzma, you need a mesere. So who says there's a mesere? So Rashi means binyanov, a mamatzit. B'nei l'gzeir shavu b'nei. Let's learn out punfakel. that it says over there, since the Torah said Gdi Ha'izim, so the Torah was Mefaret, that Gdi means Izim, so you'll know my Sosam in a Mefaret, that wherever it says Gdi, it's Gdi Izim. Ma Gdi Ha'omer Kan Izim, Abdi Ha'omer Babosu B'cholov, Izimu. And for the Gemara, Trei Miyutik Sivi. You're right, as the Shneks of Maboim Kechot, I would learn now, that just like these two places, it's Gdi, which is, it says Gdi and it's Gdi Ha'izim. So all over, when it says Gdi, it means Izim. And by Basa B'chav will also be Izim Dafke. But there's another Miyut. Hey, Tachsiv B'chol Chad Miyutahu. There's a Miyut, and the Dafke here it's Izim. But all over, it's not Izim. Now let us see Taisvis. Basal Bahima Tahira Bachalev Bahima Tahira. So this is the Tanakama. The Tanakama said Basa Bahima Tahira is also Bibishal Osabano Afuki Tmei. And what about Oif and Chaya? He doesn't talk about that. The next two man the Yomer, Rabbi Kiva says, Oif and Chai is Muta, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that Oif is Muta. What's the Tanakh? The Tanakh Kama only speaks about the Tmeya is Muta. So Suktoisvis, who adin Bosa Oif L'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon is the Tanakh Kama, the Osa Minatoyah. That means, according to the Tanakhama is saying the only thing that is mutter is basa behema tmeya. But everything that's not behema tmeya is osa. The huadin basa oif l'rabonam the osa minatayr. According to the Tanakhama, it's osa minatayr. The davke rabbe kivu da oma chaye v'oif einon minatayr. Because it says three times Gdi. So when Mamaya Chaya Ba'if and Tmeya. Now, how does the Tanakhama know that Basa Oif and Basa Chaya is Osa Minatayra? According to Tanakhama. The Navgalon Mididorish Lakamon es Sha Osa Mishum Nevela Osa Lavashloi Bacholov. Aces, they learn out that Rabbi Yosef Glili's Drosha. Rabbi Yosef Glili's Drosha was whatever there's an Issa Nevela and there's an Issa Bosa Bacholov. So they learn out from this. Since there's an Issa Nevela on Oif, so there's an Issa Basa B'cholov on Oif. Now, let's be Elich. Taisvis starts off like this. There's Chaya, there's Oif, and Behemet Meya. Rabbi Kiva holds all three Amuta. Rabbi Yosef Glila holds Oif and Behemet Meya is Mutter. And Taisa says the Tanakhama holds that Oif and only Behemet Meya is Mutter and Oif and Chaya is awesome. Now, that's what Taisa is saying. Now let us again see the Loshna Taisa. Hu adin Bosa Oif L'Rabbono. A Bosa Oif, according to the Tanakhama, to Osam in Atayr. Basa Oif is also minatay. The Dafke Rabbi Kivu da Oma Chayev Oif ain't a minatay. No, they hold Basa Oif is also minatay. The Nafke Lot, and how do they know this? Mididoresh lekamon esha also mishum nevela also lebashloi becholom. Now, if we learn Elach the Taisvis, Taisvis talks about Oif. Basa Oif is also in a Torah. Akakuna Lavkive, Lavkive said, Chaya va'oif is muta min ha-toyre. No, they hold bas oif is osa min ha-toyre. And how do they know that bas oif is osa min ha-toyre? Because there's a nisan nevela. And what's with Chaya? Taisus mach nish kanesik with Chaya, but Taisus would seem to say that according to the Tanakama, that Lavkive Chaya va'oif is muta min ha-toyre. So, Taisvis seems to say that Tana Kama also holds that Chai is also min ha-Torah, but Taisvis only makes a Esek with Oif. It's very interesting, the Taisvis. So, the Marsha asks this Kashim. That's Pshat and Taisvis. So, the Marsha says as follows. Ba'oif hutzchachulazeh, ba'oif they needed a limud. And whatever is also in the veil is also basa b'cholam. Avul b'chaya, given the stam gdi afilu poza v'lochu, since that this, we have a new limud. We have a limud that stam gdi means poza v'lochu. Gdi does not mean an ace, so a gdi means a young animal, doesn't mean dafka an ace. So, since stam gdi is afilu poza v'lochu, Mashme is chay nami bechlal behime. So memela, so then chay is bechlal behime. So I don't need a limud for chay. Gdi itself, Rashi only said according to Rabbi Kiva, it says beferish gdi. So gdi means not chay. But if gdi already, the chachamim hold, if gdi is already kailo bor barochu, so then I say so gdi is like a dugme. So Chaya also. Oike, so if ain't lahakshes, lerabonon. Yeah, so that's how you know Chaya, because stam gdi is a filo porobrochi no Chaya. Ain't lahakshes, lerabonon, lomeli hachdroshe, the stam gdi a filo porobrochu mashme. In Chaya Nami Bechlal Behimi Oikele Meil of Kulo Maach Drosha the Esha Osam Yishim Devela Shloime Di Hava Gdi Davke. If I would say Gdi Miz Davke, so then I will have a Mavkin and Akomish Musa Lidrosh Esha Osam Yishim Devela. That means this is a Hekish. I have a Hekish Bosa Bechol Te Devela. Now if I would say Gdi means Di Davke, so the Mashmois of Gdi means only Gdi and not anything else. So then, I wouldn't make a hekesh to be mafkir the mashmois of di. So first, I have this limud minani mili, that I learn out, the miyut dafke des gdiyizim, here it's poro barochu. The minute I have this limud, that here it's afilo poro barochu, so I say gdi is lav dafke. Gdi is lav dafke gdi, afilo poro barochu. Now I can learn out from the heck. So then I could say also Chaya Bechlal Behemet. And now I can learn out from the heckish that Oif is also since it's Yeshnai Bechlal Nemeil. That's how the Masha says Pshat and Taisvus. Ela Lamanda Omash Nek Suvim Tuvik Sivi. So Taisvus says, really, there's more than two ksuvim. By Yehud it says more than once, diyeizim. By Rivka it says more than once. So why say it's shnei ksuvim? It's really shloish ksuvim, abo ksuvim. Tuv ksivi. So Taisa says, ala kol hanu de Rivka choshev lo kechad, chen hanu de Yehuda kechad. Izim ho izim, so Mo says there's a miyut. Izim ho izim, taima. So Tay says to Bachad miyut sagi. Why do you need two miyutim? One miyut would be sufficient. Ho izim means here it says gdi and it's izim, but all over when it says gdi, it's not izim. Ilakamon besayf pilkin, gabi trumes hadeshin, so memele. So, in Nachnami, you have the same kasha. Why do you need two miyutim?